Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
All right, gentlemen, welcome back from Constantinople, Mr. Hadi.
Thank you so much.
Did you have a good time?
Good time. Rome and Italy. Rome and Istanbul, actually.
Constantinople.
Is that Constantinople?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Rome too? Rome was Constantinople?
No. I'm just talking about he was in Constantinople, but he keeps calling by the wrong name. you were here with me.
Yeah, I was here. I'm same old, bro, you know.
Yeah, you were supposed to be here last episode.
Yes.
And then you fell asleep.
No. I slept before.
Now that
didn't wake up.
Are you trying to take Poseidon's full persona?
No.
Because you even answered like him. You're like, oh shit, I didn't think about this.
No. But it's like I didn't like wake up for the episode and then fall asleep. I was like sleeping and just never. But it's because it was like 10:30 and you were like, yo, podcast. And I was like, yes, I'm there. And then I fell asleep without setting an alarm.
Are you gaslighting him, Ryan?
Yeah, he's
it sounds 100%. Like gaslighting.
I can't have both of you do it. I started to be able to handle him, but if two people are doing it to me, I might have to go crazy.
But this is what it is. This has happened one time ever.
Not saying it didn't. I'm just saying it did happen.
Yeah,
It happened.
No, it happened.
Let's start going like, it didn't really happen. It was your imagination.
No.
Because he does it to me, and sometimes he tricks me, and then I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I'm like, wait a second.
You're a battered woman.
Yeah, I'm a battered woman.
It is my fault.
Yeah, sometimes, and then I snap out of it, but hours later, I'm like, oh, fuck. He fucking tricked me.
He's
the Albanian wizardry. Yeah. He's the Tirana Titan.
I fucked up, and... It doesn't happen often.
How come you didn't like trick you?
I was staying in a hotel, and everybody in the hotel is just, you know, it's women with broken noses and black eyes and dudes with just holes in their head.
Yeah, they're trying
to bring back their youth. Their kids are running around screaming. They don't have time to, like, watch them because they're just in pain.
Welcome to Turkey.
I don't like it.
Mm.
Italy, people are just walking around. They're happy. They're eating pasta.
You were right in the middle. You should have went to Greece. Then you would have had the nice medium. You would have seen battered women, but everyone would have been happy.
They're missing three teeth, but they're smiling.
Why are you happy? I smacked a bitch. They're happy because they have peace and quiet. Italy's fun too. I had that joke when I was talking about when we were together at the bordel about the airport.
Yeah.
That was really what happened in Rome. Not just would they cook whatever you want, like steaks and stuff. The food was amazing, but you could the impulse items that you could buy at the airport. Were insane. You could buy entire like 6 pounds of ham, wheels of cheese, a chandelier. It was crazy.
I lived at that airport, Fiumicino, for 24 hours.
How'd you like it?
It was horrible. I got stuck. I ate pizza 17 times. It was the only. It
this
was the first time
me.
In my life
I
that
just
I wanted
you.
A salad.
They will make a salad or they'll,
I couldn't
they'll,
afford
they'll
anything.
Make a steak. Okay, that's why.
I was a broke.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You're a child.
Broke. Yeah. It was horrible. Me and my friend, we sang. We were just sleeping on the floor. And then we found the section where no one was because there were a bunch of people sleeping there. And we were like sick. We claimed this area. And then we found out that it was gated off because there was all kinds of toxic mold there.
Oh my God.
And we're just sleeping right in the toxic mold.
It feels like I'm back in Montreal.
Yeah. So that airport is, fucking, I have some weird memories from there.
Well, I'm just saying, he missed a good podcast. I had Raj on and the podcast did numbers. You know what I've noticed?
Who's Raj?
Raji.
Oh, nice.
You know what I've noticed?
Mm-hmm.
You know what does numbers on YouTube now?
Brown people.
Brown people, number one. Number two is alien talk.
Mm.
Even clips, same thing. All the UFO stuff, it goes, people are very interested in UFOs and in political stuff. If you say you love Biden or you love Trump or you hate either one, it goes crazy with people telling you to go suck a dick.
There's a TikTok trend now where two people will go live and one of them will make their background Trump, one of them will make their background Biden, and people donate to which one they want to win. And it's just two friends who just don't give a fuck about either side.
We gotta start doing this. That's easy money, boys.
It's crazy. But no, the aliens, bro. You were gone when the alien
the disclosure thing
happened, right? Did you hear about that?
That they released What?
The government was admitting essentially that it exists and that they have a
biological. They're just distracting us from something else.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I said that. Now I'm having trouble believing it. I used to believe that the aliens were real, and now I have trouble believing it because the government's coming out with it. Mm. I was like, I don't trust anything these cocksuckers say. And they're talking about re-upping the mandates starting the fall.
Mask mandates and
the shots. By the way, I'm done with the shots. I'm telling everybody right now. I'm done with the fucking shots.
I don't like the...
I'm going full underground rebel. I'm not taking anything.
I don't want to go back.
Yeah.
I don't want them to bring me back.
No. But if they mandate the shots, are you going to take... Now that I know everything I know about the shots, all the, I'm not fucking taking shit. I'm done.
I'm already worried about
my genetics.
If they close shit down again, I don't know what. You know what I mean? Like,
so we take everything we have?
I'm nervous about stuff like I get the fucking flutters in my heart.
I'm nervous too, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to pool all our resources together. We're going to a Greek island. We're becoming tycoons, bro. Beach life. We're going to have a sports cafe. We're retiring early. That's it. I'm done with this shit. If they want to go into 1984 mode, I'm done. I'm not getting forced to do shit again. I'm done.
I don't want
to. The mask, I don't really mind that much, to be honest. I don't give a fuck. But
I didn't enjoy the mask.
I didn't enjoy it, but if that's all.
Fog up.
If that's all, when you walk into a store, put a mask on, I don't care. No, but if you're going to tell me, take another shot or whatever, I'm like, nah, fuck it. I'm done. Now it's obvious you're trying to fuck around.
But are cases going up? Poseidon, can you check how many cases?
Does it matter? I don't trust anything they say.
Fucking. No, but seriously, like, who's had COVID? I haven't seen anyone have COVID in, like...
Did you ever catch it?
Yeah. I had it, like, twice.
You too?
I caught it once.
I'm still the only one.
It's funny. I haven't talked about COVID in...
Yeah, I never caught it.
Years, you know?
I never caught it.
Never caught it?
Never caught it.
Dude, I had it bad one time.
Oh, shit.
Real bad.
It affected your erection?
Yeah. Like, every time I cough, it went
down. Okay.
No, were you coughing a lot?
It's an early alert, okay.
I had one bad night where I was, like, dying. Like, I couldn't breathe. I was, like, trying to fall asleep and just... Pure dying, like hacking up a lung.
Should have been vaccinated.
I got COVID before they accepted that COVID was here. And I went to the hospital to get tested and they wouldn't give me a test.
Oh, I remember this.
And it completely swapped after. Like, you had to get a test. They're fucking forcing it. And I was like, please, I have COVID. Like, confirm that I have COVID. I need it, like, you know what I need to do. It was the worst sick I've ever had in my life. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And then I got it again later during the, and wasn't that bad.
I thought I had in the beginning when it started. I went to the blood test, all this stuff. They didn't even test for COVID. And the guy laughed at me. He goes, you don't have COVID. I go, how do you know? And it was brand new.
Well, that's it. They just would say, no, you don't have COVID. And it was like, how do you know? And it was just like, it was COVID.
Anyways, that's all I'm going to say on the subject. I don't want people to get depressed.
We just got this entire video demonetized. Right off. Canceled.
I'm used to it.
It's gone.
I'm used to it. Dude, I posted the Asili episode right away. As soon as I posted it, it was already copyright. Flag. No, flag. It was red. Yeah. No monetization. So we do this for the love of the game, boys. That's why we're doing this.
100%.
I ate a sweet potato one time that was worse than COVID. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
I had a bad sweet potato from Chef on Call. I vomited for 3 days.
I've only eaten there once. He brought me there. It was mediocre.
It's too dry. The chicken is dry.
The chicken was dry.
Chicken is very dry.
I don't know. I like the burger. I like the chicken tenders.
That's what I got.
Okay.
But I had the side of sweet potatoes.
Bad idea.
Just orange
vomit. But you ate the orange. It was probably the chicken.
Nah.
You think it was a sweet potato?
I felt it.
Okay.
Sometimes you know, your body knows.
I guess.
Yeah, I felt it. Felt orange.
It was the orange that fucked me.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you know. I've had, you know where I got bad food poisoning once? When I used to work for Electronic Arts. EA, downstairs, there's McGill Pizza.
Mm.
There's the Asian guys that had it.
Okay.
And I used to eat there all the time. And then one day I went, I was like, nice, it's pizza day. I'm going to go get some pizza. Bro, it was the first time I ever got food poisoning. So I thought I was just dying.
Was it like just sitting there under a radiator for like 25 hours?
No idea. I just went in there. I got pizza. And it's normally a busy place. So it was probably some of the ingredients or maybe one of these guys touched their dicks and didn't watch it. Who knows what happened? But I never went back again. Dude, we're talking about vomiting and shitting. I needed to get that electrolyte thing that replenishes your electrolytes. That was when, remember that show Lilyhammer came out on Netflix? With Van Zandt?
Yeah.
It was during that time because I remember I was like, I can't go to work. And I was home and I was watching it. I remember that stuff.
I feel like that's a weird show to watch when you're delusional sick.
It's weird memories that I have. I remember being sick and watching that, so I'm pretty sure it was the same time. But I remember how bad it was. Food, and I never went back to McGill Pizza. I was done with them. Yeah. You know when they were saying, like, stop Asian hate? It's because I started that.
That's how the Asians strike back.
Yeah. No, I started after that. I was striking back. I was like, you poisoned me. Stay away from pizza. So it was a fucked up time. Yeah. What else have you been up to now that you're back?
I'm trying to get my sleep back in schedule, I'm having nightmares every single night.
That you're still in Turkey?
Like, like I'm waking up there. My mom has a broken nose.
Yeah.
But it's bad. Like, I don't know. I'm sleeping like 4 hours a night.
Okay, it's getting to you.
What are the nightmares?
Like, I have to murder my mother.
Fuck.
She turns into a snake, you know.
I swear to God. You know what that means? She's been talking a lot of shit in real life.
Your mother's a snake.
Yo, Johnny, your mother's a snake. Eh?
I gotta kill my dad. It's all these Jesus like primal dreams.
Well, have you been reading something? Like, have you been watching crazy shit lately?
Dude, I smoked a little weed last night. And okay. I'm like kind of scrolling on my phone. And a video pops up. And I get so scared.
Of what? What was it?
It was... people, it's like the truth about China's demon worshippers. And it shows a woman screaming at the sky with her mouth open. I nearly had a heart attack.
But it looked scary or no?
It looked scary as shit, dude.
Really? I want to watch this video.
It was 1 a.m. I went and I hugged my sleeping girlfriend. I found my cat. I was fucking freaking out.
But dude. Also, like, you just haven't smoked weed in a while, right?
No, I was freaking out. I don't
know who needs get to Michelle Forrester off the screen, number one. I don't know why Michelle Forrester is. Fuck you, Conrad.
What are we showing?
Somebody dumped her? What happened? Fuck you, Conrad. Who's Conrad?
Why is she sweating?
Yeah. What?
What did Conrad do?
I like how you're on my... Yeah, you're muted. I like how you're on my TikTok right now just looking at Michelle's
for real?
Videos. Yeah. I don't even remember when I signed you in. Wait, no, don't... Wait, are you going to log into yours?
I was just going to search, like, because you could still watch videos just by logging out.
Just search on mine. I don't care.
Okay.
I love that word.
Chinese demon worship.
I love that we're looking this up.
Wait, it was on TikTok, the video?
Or on YouTube? Or Instagram.
Chinese demon worshippers.
I probably wasn't on TikTok.
The truth about Chinese demon worshippers, I want to find. So are the Chinese big on demon worship?
Dude, it was a woman.
Whoa, that was weird. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, we all saw that. Calm down.
Idiot. Gonna have a heart attack. Drinking this fucking Tim Hortons dark roast.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Go on Instagram, not on TikTok.
Instagram?
Yeah, check this out. Or search on Google, bro.
Just go to YouTube. No. Normally, all those demon worshipping videos are on YouTube.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Or, you know what? Type in the truth about Chinese demon worshippers on Google.
We're instantly demonetized.
Oh, we were demonetized when we started.
Banned from TikTok.
We open.
One of the first searches is the truth about Peppa Pig.
I wonder what the truth is about that bitch.
That fucking pig.
Oh, the new morning show started. People seem to like it.
Nice.
Yeah, Ted Bird and George. I got radio legend Ted Bird.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he actually, that's what people said.
I've seen him out there.
He's a good dude, too. The Church of Satan.
That's all good. It's all good. We're not going to find this.
Anyways, the point is, you saw, so that fell into your algorithm, and there was just a woman screaming. Like, dude, in terror, or she was praying to the devil?
It was like a terror prey, like she was selling her soul. You know, like fucking screaming at the heavens.
Jesus Christ.
Some intense shit, man. You see some people, they're on PCP. They're praising some demon.
Yeah, the drugs are bad.
Yeah.
But Hollywood, they do that too. There's those parties where apparently they're praying to like...
But yeah, praying
Moloch
to owls.
And owls and shit.
They're
like
all
that.
Fucked up, man. I think it just makes them feel a type of way. You know what I mean? Like, I think they just feel good. They get together and they feel dark and weird, you know?
Yeah, that's what it is. But when back in the day, how it used to be, this is why I like Alex Jones. Before he exposed all that shit with videos... people would say that, and the people, it wasn't the people praying that would get ridiculed, it was the people calling them out that would get ridiculed. Ah, that's stupid. That never. So it's good that Alex Jones broke into Bohemian Grove and got all those politicians dressing up and worshiping a big fucking wooden owl.
Why are you worshiping an owl?
That's what, it's so retarded.
It has, it's like the owl god or whatever, there's like a name for
Moloch.
It. I don't know what, okay, yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah.
And they do mock sacrifice. From what we know, mock. I hope they're not sacrificing actual children, but they do mock sacrifices to because basically you're sacrificing a baby to it to get wealth or luck or whatever. But they mock it now. Back in the ancient days, I guess they would kill babies and sacrifice them. There's a lot. I don't know. There's a lot of.
Have you guys
shit.
Seen the like child actor thing going on now? All these like kids from Nickelodeon and Disney are like getting together right now, organizing because
finally.
They were all just fucked with.
They were all molested like, for years. Yeah. I remember seeing videos of them talking like kids, different kids. This happened to me, Corey Feldman, all the, and no one would take him serious. They would laugh them out of the room. They'd be like, "Okay, bro, so you got fucked by a dude. What's the big deal?" Mm. Like Hollywood didn't care.
And it's like they're saying that the whole system was created, that like the teacher was the one who decided whether they were able to work or not.
Whether you're sexy
but the
or not.
Teacher was like paid two salaries to do that job and to teach them by the production company. So the teacher's not going to make the actor not be able to work. You know, so they're overworking the kids. They're getting them alcohol and drugs and shit to get through it. Then a fucking producer comes through and fuck, you know?
Yeah, there was that guy who was on Nickelodeon for years. He produced all of the big shows, that chubby guy.
The guy Dan something.
And then he got super canceled because like this guy was banging all kinds. And his stuff, when it came out, was like so obvious. Even the parents were culpable. Like you're sending your kid who's 14... to a party with adult men, a pool party, and you're not there. You're like, all right, have fun with those dudes. Like, it's so stupid.
No, yeah, it's crazy.
Dan Schneider.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, no, such a there creep, dude. Yeah, such a creep.
Nickelodeon's Dan Schneider accused of misconduct.
Apparently, he would, like, go to them. They're, like, 13, 14, and he's like, can I take pictures of your feet?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Like, crazy, bro. Yeah.
Michael that's Jackson wild. Would
but look at that face.
That.
He looks like Peter Griffin if it was a... Look at that.
Yeah, he does. I don't trust that fucking face.
No, yeah. It's...
Lois, these kids are sexy.
I don't trust that.
That face, bro. Because you can tell he has no self-control.
Just because he's fucking...
You know he's not going to stop
just
himself.
Fired at the fatties.
I'm a fatty.
Goddamn.
Yeah, so this guy was out there hanging and banging with these kids.
And have you guys seen what's going on with FousseyTube?
Look, I'm not a YouTube guy. Yeah. Even though I'm on YouTube, it's just secondary. I have a lot of friends on YouTube and ask them normally to explain the shit. I didn't, for the record, I didn't know who Mr. Beast was. And I think it was Chris Ramsey. I think Mr. Beast came to meet with him, like their friends or whatever. And he's like, I'm meeting with my friend, YouTube. He's a big YouTuber. I think he said Mr. Beast. And I was like, oh, like, what does he do? Like, is he a magician too? And I think Ramsey wanted to murder me. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, that's the biggest. I go, are you serious? He's like, oh, fucking Pentels. He's like, you piece of shit. So I remember this guy, I saw videos that he lost his mind. He was trying to be friends with Drake.
So, okay. So that's what happened a few years ago.
Okay.
He made a whole festival and he claimed all these artists were coming and he claimed that Drake was coming to perform and it was all made up in his head and it was manic and it was crazy. And he went to the hospital and like kind of disappeared for a little bit.
Poseidon did that to me.
Came back.
He started a summer festival and he's like, dude, Jay-Z's going to be there. Lana Del Rey's going to be there. Dude, Poseidon didn't even show up. It was fucking horrible. It was just a Jerry Park. There was a bunch of Pakistanis playing cricket. It's fucking insane.
So this guy, FousseyTube, bro, disappears. And then recently, like during the pandemic, got in with like TikTokers or whatever. Every like washed up YouTuber got in with the TikTokers. You know, they were just like, I have a second chance here. And then what he started doing, because the reason why I'm paying attention is because it's live streaming world. I love live streaming.
You do?
He started 24/7 live streaming on Twitch.
Like sleeping and they videotape?
Sleeping, but he wasn't sleeping much, bro. He's losing his mind, the guy. And for like 50 something days, he live streamed every day, all day, and he became huge, like huge numbers. He got a Kick deal. He was going to get a multi-million dollar Kick deal to go stream on Kick. He was like with Aiden Ross and shit, going crazy. And then
I know
all
who
of a
Aiden
sudden,
Ross is, the young kid.
Yeah, they started getting swatted. So everybody would call everywhere they went and just get the cops to show up, say that there was a bomb there.
What the fuck?
But then there's a video of Fousey. He's like in the airport or something. Not in the airport, but he's somewhere and he's yelling that he has a bomb. He's like, yell. It's crazy. And then.
Is he in the Arab?
It cuts to him, yes.
The
and
wrong
he's
thing
like,
to yell,
it's
bro.
Fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
Like he's losing his mind. He's driving. He's speeding on the highway. He's yelling into the camera. And then.
Like this?
This kid. He
looks, I can't hear it, but he looks fucking insane right
no,
now.
No, he's fully broken. This is like 60 days.
Bro, this is not good for you, man. 50. Like just nonstop 50 days of live streaming.
And he's someone who's mentally like, you know what I mean? He's like unbalanced. He's unwell.
You're
and it's just like
sleeping. You're on crack.
It's great. And then it's so, okay. This kid was who's
can
stalking
I just say,
him.
I do kind of feel bad.
Of course.
I don't know how to explain this to like young kids for the, cause it sounds weird when we say it cause we're on camera, but don't chase fame. Like, don't just want to be famous to be... It's so stupid. It's meaningless.
Well, that's all it is. Yeah, that's all
look
he's doing.
Look to make money. Like, us, we're making money. We're doing comedy or podcast or whatever. But it's part of our job. But not the extra step. Because if we wanted to go viral forcibly, we could. We could put some crazy shit out there sure. just so it goes viral. But it's so stupid and unhealthy. Don't chase that. Just chase real happiness. This is stupid.
But it's the kind of thing where, you know how like when like if somebody like falls and then builds up again,
yeah.
Like they wait like a few years and they're like, I'm, you know, I'm so happy that I did it again. You know, this guy, it's like 2 months that he's back live streaming and he's on stream saying like, when I was nothing and now I'm the fucking on top. I'm the best in the world. Like, it's crazy. And so there's this kid who is like trying to like dox him at all times and calling his family and
who's
shit.
Who's this kid, bro?
Random kid streaming everything. Okay. Finds his hotel.
Can we talk to this kid? This kid sounds fucking insane. I like him.
Calls Fousey at the hotel, finds a hotel room, convinces them to patch him through. And he says some shit to him. Fousey loses his mind. He calls the cops and he's like, they're going to kill me. They have a gun to my head. And he's live streaming this. This is live streamed on Kick. This guy on the phone with the cops saying
the
there's
cops
a bomb.
Have proof that he's lying.
They have a gun to my head. No, but they came. They didn't even put him in
prison. No, but the cops have proof. Now that this guy was a false, because they have him on camera saying there's a gun to my head when it wasn't true.
No, yeah,
that's
insane.
Crazy, bro. You're getting a lot of trouble for that shit.
Well, no, he they didn't like lock him up or anything. They put him in I think they 5150'd him.
Okay,
what's 5150?
Yeah. Like psych ward.
Yeah, you need.
He needs a bit of that, man. Poor guy.
It's insane, bro. The last like 3 weeks, I've been kind of paying attention to it, and it's fucking been crazy.
Honestly, he needs to sober up, stop eating pork.
That's what it is. He has to be doing coke. Apparently, he didn't sleep. Or Adderall. There, it says Adderall on the fucking thing. He hasn't. Yeah. Apparently, he didn't sleep for 2 days. There's a call. Aiden calls him, and he's like, bro, just please sleep. Just sleep. And he's like, no, I'm not going to sleep.
This touches on something from a previous episode, because the Adderall thing, same thing with the mass shootings. And like right now, people will blame YouTube and live streams for his behavior. The mass shootings, people blame the physical weapon, the gun, not the mental state of the kids. Ever since they started in the 90s prescribing this to every kid for every, like all these drugs, we've had all kinds of mass shootings, weird situations, the whole SWAT. We have to fucking stop just drugging up these goddamn kids. Bro, they're losing their fucking minds. This is crazy.
Is there like a link between like kids who have done mass shootings and they're taking ADHD pills?
Well, they were all on pills. So I haven't seen. Yeah, I haven't seen one. Even the Joker. Remember the Joker at the movie theater?
Yeah,
him too. Remember the guy who during the first Batman?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen one mass school shooting kids that they weren't on antidepressants or something. And I know that it fucks with you because even we laugh with Guido, but Guido was the best person to describe his feelings on all that shit. And he would say crazy shit like, dude, I want to get off this. Like, I want to get off that. It makes me, I know they prescribe, but it makes me numb. And he's looking at me. He's like, you understand? I don't feel anything. Yeah. I don't feel good or anything. He goes, I can't. I want to feel like crazy shit. And this is from an adult that could express himself. Imagine kids. They're like, I don't feel anything. It fucks with your brain chemistry. It's super dangerous to just give this.
Well, so I used to take the ADHD pills in high school. My doctor gave them to me and I would, you know, go to school all day and yeah, I'd do, you know, my work better. But then I'd get home and I'd go in bed and curl up in a ball and I couldn't do anything. And it was like, I had to stop taking the pills at a certain point. I started smoking weed instead and I would go to class high and do my work the same way the ADHD pills, but I wouldn't get fucking depressed the end and just, bro, it's horrible.
But then do they have proof of all this shit affecting children like this?
Well, it affects it. That's why you take it. If it was placebo, they wouldn't be giving it out. There's big effects on you mentally. It's just some people can't handle it. So let's say, I'm just throwing, Hadi doesn't do anything, but I'm saying, let's say Hadi, he's good on an antidepressant. For some reason, like, no, me, it makes me function. I don't, because his brain chemistry, the way he's wired, even if he's feeling less, it doesn't affect him. He doesn't mind. He wants to do it. That's how some people are like on coffee. Like,
different antidepressants make them react differently as well.
Exactly.
Like,
and on different people. So I know the way Guido was talking, it's not, you could take the same dose and put it on someone else and they wouldn't be thinking
different.
The same.
Completely different.
Completely different. That's why it's not everyone that's going to commit a crime. It's not everyone that's going to kill themselves. But some people, they can't handle it. Like, I'm thinking of myself, I'm so used to like my brain being on and all that. I think it would heavily fuck with me if I feel like a different person. If I take them, like, this isn't me. Like the way Guido was talking, I think me, I'm not saying I would kill someone, but I know it would have a negative effect on me.
God damn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I was a kid who wanted to just get drugs, you know? Like, I went to the doctor, and the doctor goes, okay, try this dose, let me know. And I would just say that I didn't feel anything. So the doctor kept upping the dose.
My God.
And I got to the max dose, and it's like, the doctor knows that this kid doesn't have a tolerance. Jesus, he shouldn't be taking fucking 72 milligrams or whatever
Soup
it was.
Soup him up.
Yeah, it's just crazy that I was the one who got to decide what my dose was.
More. You have your finger on the fucking drip. More.
It's very bad. I didn't want to distract us from Fousey too. Like, but it's very dangerous. And I keep seeing a lot of like kids that are on this stuff. I consider him a kid. He's a. It's very bad.
I don't mind putting people on drugs like this, as long as, let's start with, can you sleep properly and exercise and eat well for 1 month, and
thank you,
see
Heidi.
What happens. Yeah. Just do that, and then if that's not anywhere near enough, or if you don't feel better at all, fucking soup him up. Let's get him some shit.
No, but you're 100% right.
Throw some pills down your
throat. You eating properly? Are you sleeping? Or are you?
It makes such a big difference.
Because this is someone tells you, I'm tired, I think I need antidepressants. Maybe you're tired because you're not, like, imagine, and the guy's not sleeping.
Bro, eat McDonald's, don't sleep well, have Pepsis before bed.
You're going to be garbage.
You're going to be a piece of shit.
You're going to be garbage. All that shit's very important. Yeah. But we live in this stupid time where saying what we say is controversial. And they're like, why are you against these pills? It's because I know that there are other, it's not everyone that needs them. There are some people that 100% there's nothing they could do. Their brain is already fucked up, so we got to help. But there's others where it's just, they're not eating well, they're not sleeping. There's other underlying factors.
Try the natural shit first before.
Question for you guys. I don't know if you would know this, but isn't there a way that, since it's different for every person, can't we do like a brain scan or something to see?
Or we're gonna fucking already have long enough lines for the MRIs and all that shit.
No, but you know what?
We might get there, Poseidon. We might get there one day, like with AI.
Yeah.
So AI will have figured everything out, like quantum computing. Like if you have this brain chemistry in this wave, you need, you know, they'll just scan you and they'll be like, take this. Maybe one day. We're not there yet.
I feel like it's also like you need to do human testing to get there, and the human testing that they're allowed to do isn't like.
Yeah, it's all trial and error right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Of like, how do you feel? Because it's all like, how do you feel? Do you feel okay? No.
And some people want to be numb.
Yes, exactly.
So like, this is amazing. But then you give that dose to like someone like me or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck's happening? I should kill myself.
Yep. Yeah. Like, what if all your thoughts hurt? Like, all your thoughts are like, I don't like this, you know? Then turn it off. That'll feel better.
Yeah.
But it's not a good solution.
Definitely not. So back to Fousey. Let's see what he was doing. So you're saying that he's lost his mind and now he's in the psych ward.
Can you look up Fousey calling cops? The clip is insane.
You're gonna watch this guy fall.
Bro, it's horrible.
Now he's in the psych ward. He's not.
And
out.
Also, like, he was like slapping. He's 33 years old. He's slapping fucking like 18 year olds and like throwing water on them because they disrespected him. It's crazy, bro.
Really?
Let me see. The one right there calls cops on self. Right below that one.
Is this?
Yeah.
So wait. So this guy now, he's not free. He's in a psych ward.
So yeah, he's in a psych ward now.
Is he wearing a fucking
vest?
This
is 2 days ago.
What's he wearing?
He's wearing a bullet, like a with non bulletproof vest, but it looks like it.
That's not a good thing. No,
he went full Algerian. He's wearing like a bunch of bags.
By coincidence? Oh,
I thought it was a bulletproof
vest. By coincidence, I looked at the price of a bulletproof vest yesterday. You could get a good one for like $600 in Canada.
Hmm. Oh shit!
Nice.
He has a gun to my head. Every single cop in Miami is downstairs right now coming up to my room. I have it live streamed in case anything happens.
In case anything, you just called and said there's a gun in your head.
And
you're
then
doing
he just
it.
Said, inshallah. Oh.
Oh, he's been dropping and praying. Like, it's crazy.
God damn.
Look, all I see here is that Muslims be crazy,
dog. Come on, brother.
He's misrepresenting you, Hattie.
He's got to just.
My life is in danger right now. All the cops outside the hotel, that's for me. You gotta go somewhere. Go home.
And people around him are just like letting him go crazy because they're all making money now.
Other assholes.
And then they're all freaking out when he does this because they're like, we're about to lose our money.
And not just that, he's wearing sunglasses indoors.
Aiden, I'm not answering you, dog.
That's just a style, dog.
I'm not answering
the style.
Any of you.
His future's bright. Oh, there, he took him off. He listened to you, heads.
I'm not. Not any of you. I'm sorry. It's my life that's in danger.
You called the cops.
Can you imagine that?
I need to get some sleep. That's what y'all worried about right now.
Yes, everyone's telling him get some sleep. This guy's a fucking idiot.
You know what's crazy? He sounds like Guido when he was
on the drugs. Yeah, Guido didn't make any sense.
Wow.
Yeah. Are they gonna barge in there?
Yeah, they barge in.
Come in. Wait,
that's wild.
Bro, who calls the cops or leave on themselves and says I'm in danger?
And he has security because, like, he was live streaming all day. People are always trying to come up to him. And he's, like, telling the cops, like, let my security in. They're like, no, fuck you. Like, bro, there's, like, 8 cops in the room by the end of it.
What the fuck is happening?
Every police in the city, they're blocking every quadrant.
Oh, no, bro.
Yo.
Because he said there's a bomb and shit.
I think he said there's a bomb. He said there's a gun to my head.
They're looking for him.
For who?
He's calling me right now, actually. That was him. That was him right there.
Who's calling him? So who are they looking for?
It's so sad.
The fan?
No, for him. The fan is not the fan.
No, because he just said, rewind it, Poseidon. He said, because of him, they're looking for him.
Circling, they're looking for him.
Dirk, oh.
He's calling me right now.
Maybe it's
he's calling me right now, the fan.
That's him right there.
Possible, yeah.
No, that wasn't. I have his number. What, didn't I?
Dude, he's falling apart.
He called me. Yes!
See, now he's like hiding the camera because he's still like maybe he's fully conscious right now that he's gonna blow up his career with this, like in terms of like visibility, not in a good way.
I'm coming.
Oh, you know who he talks to? His accent, it sounds like Charles Deglan. I'm coming. He sounded when I heard it right now, I thought of Charles.
1 second, I'm scared. 1 second.
Oh, okay. He has a very North American accent.
This is crazy.
1 second, I'm scared. 1 second.
They just punch him.
Can you guys come in?
I want to talk to you. Bro, this guy thinks he's in charge right now. Okay.
This guy needs to be arrested tonight. I know where he is. He gave me his address.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. He just lied, brought the cops there, and then said, this guy needs to be arrested.
Yeah, we need to arrest this guy.
The guy was prank calling me. You got to find the guy who's prank calling me. How about they arrest the guy that prank called them? He's standing in front of them shoeless.
That's By the way, and major red flag, who travels with this many sneakers?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
First of all, Poseidon, I want you to go fuck yourself because even though I don't travel a lot of sneakers, I just ordered two more online, two more pairs. Every time Adidas has a sale, I'm on there.
Nice.
Because sneakers are expensive. So you know what I start doing now? I refuse to buy until they drop like the $150 ones to like 60, 70. Then I grab them.
Two for one.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do.
I'm becoming an outlet guy. I go to outlets now. I love
outlets.
But same reason as me, because you don't want to pay that stupid price. But it's so retarded.
$250 for never again shoes. What is this shit?
No, I haven't paid $200 for shoes since I was a kid.
No, yeah, there's no point. When I was like 17, I got the Timberlands and Supreme boots.
Yeah, never again. I'm done with that shit. I like my Adidas, bro. The hoops, the midsize. You could get them when they're on sale for like $70-$80. And if you go to an outlet and you find them even cheaper, you're set. I got different colors. That's it.
Nice. I need those wide toe boxes.
Yeah, you got the wide feet. Yeah.
I bought shoe stretchers.
What size do you wear?
12 and a half, 13.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's pretty big. Yeah.
You got some big feet.
Yeah, big feet. Big Adam feet.
For Adidas, I could go all the way down to 11 and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. And I could still be comfortable.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a fat foot too.
Nike's very thin. Nike shoes are thin.
Yeah.
They hurt the sides. Yeah, same.
I can't wear a fucking Converse. Never. Mm. Thin, tiny shoe.
Yeah.
What's going on here, Poseidon? Forward a bit. Let's see people. I want to see more action.
Once they come back in.
Oh, they bring him back in the room?
This is not a drill. Wallahi.
This is not a drill. This is not a drill. Who are you to dictate this is not a drill?
Tonight, I know his address. He gave me his address. He's somebody. You know what he said? He said that girl. I went on a date yesterday with a girl. I fell in love with her. Whatever.
Oh my god. I can't believe, bro. I feel embarrassed for him.
It's a love story.
I am so sorry, but I feel embarrassed for him.
His name is Gandon. I'll show you right now.
Bro, this is crazy.
Dude, he's
a waste of resources. A waste of resources and money.
Dog, he knows my address. He called my room. He called my mother yesterday. He said, I'm going to slit your throat.
If you want to pause this, so I can send.
Poor cops, man. This is not a drill, wallahi. Bro, what?
This is not drill. Wallahi.
This guy thinks he has way too much power.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
What it does to you. I love that he's barefoot. There's something exciting about that they're talking to him. And he's half dressed.
Don't turn off. They're live 24/7. I am the most viral man in the world right now after Andrew Tate.
I can't, bro. They're crazy.
Squatted everywhere. Bomb threats. Fans called everywhere. They're trying to stop my subathon. Listen, they're trying to stop my train. God is leading this shit.
No.
Oh, man. Don't say that, bro. You're going to... Look at him. He's like, oh, this guy's going to blow us all up.
This is
So listen, this guy calls my
Wallahi, free Palestine, dog. You don't get it. I'm on the free Palestine trail.
Come on, I mean, bro.
You guys don't even seem like you're serious about this. Are you guys going to do anything?
You guys don't seem like you're serious. Poseidon, pause for 1 second. You don't seem like you're serious. He showed us a view of the outside. They stopped city blocks, bro. See, you don't seem like you're serious, bro. Are you going to do something else than stop traffic?
Yeah. There's fucking 300 police outside of his hotel.
And the cop knows. He's like, he's being live streamed right now.
Yeah, so he's scared.
Yeah.
Because he wants to drop a dirty sand N-word in there, but he's not doing it.
He's not Las Vegas police.
Yeah, yeah, him.
It's kind of incredible that we get to witness this, because think about how many times this has happened with celebrities in history, guys. And we don't get to see it. Because
it wasn't live streamed.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. And it's like, it's incredible.
It's all in Vegas. Like, so much of this shit is going to be happening in Vegas.
When did this happen?
Four cops showing up to this
fucking
house.
This happened 2 days ago.
Oh, so it was like a week and a half after we got back from Vegas. Mm-hmm. This guy chooses wisely, because if I was there, I would have been like, let me handle this.
They all went for...
Fuzi, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah,
just smacking him repeatedly. I'm doing what your mother should have done.
And you know what the worst part is? They were setting up a meeting with Drake to come full circle and have him actually meet Drake, because he's streaming on Kick and Drake streams
and
on
And Aiden
Kick.
Ross knows Drake a bit.
Aiden Ross, not as much, but like the owners of Kick know him very well. Like he streams on Kick and he fucking gambles on stakes.
This is all embarrassing.
This is very embarrassing, especially to me, a man who's gonna meet Drake. No, for real, I have a plan for... Anyways, I'll tell you after.
No, but he's gonna get out of the hospital. He's gonna start making content again in a year. And he's gonna be like, I was this close to meeting Drake, guys. I gotta do it again.
I kind of feel bad for Drake too, because... It, like, imagine being associated with this. You have nothing to do with any of this.
Nothing to do.
You're having fun with your friends, and this guy's like, if I don't see Drake, I'm gonna kill myself. Exactly. And then if he does something stupid, they blame Drake. Like, why didn't you go meet him? He's like, what do you want me to talk? What am I gonna do with this guy? Lay down in his bed.
Do you think they're gonna do like
some- What am I gonna do?
Do you think they're gonna do some kind of like insane asylum make-a-wish type of shit where he goes and he sees him in the hospital?
Yeah, he's like, he's in a straitjacket.
Live streaming the whole shit.
And Drake's like, yo, it was God's plan. God's plan.
Or they bring a look-alike.
Oh yeah, he can't tell. The best is if he compliments his straitjacket.
Yeah.
Yo, nice fit, dog.
Nice jacket.
Or just like posts an Instagram story with him.
That shit's tight.
I'm here with the it's very tight.
Drake releases OVO straitjackets. Yeah.
All right, keep going. Let's see.
Sorry.
So the this ends with them shooting him, right?
In the face.
Nice. Okay. As long as it's a happy ending, I'm good.
Address. Where's his address? Yo, where's the security?
Why is he grabbing his balls?
Because he's comfortable. Mm. He's in his room. They're invading his privacy.
He has rights, bro.
Yo, what are you talking about? I'm being staring at me. Why does nobody work hard in this world?
Oh my!
Holy shit!
You're not gonna protect me. You're on camera. You fuck.
Oh, protect you from what? You called them.
On him. I'm out. He just went out.
Wait, chill out. Give me the story. Tell me the story.
Dog. I'm live streaming.
This is insane. Why would that make any sense?
I'm sweating for him right now. This is stressing me out.
He called to my mom. Okay. No, my mom's throat. Okay. He calls my room today. Hi, it's me again. Remember me?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Posted a video. He was on live yesterday calling my mom. I have his face. Everything recorded.
I feel so bad for Arabs right now, because I know if this was a Greek, I would be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
He said exactly where I am out loud. Room,
oh shit! The cop coming in the back.
I literally told him if I see.
Or is that preach?
Come on. He gave me his address.
Preach comes in and breaks him.
Just a little side note. I really like the touch of the pinstripe carpet. It's nice.
What touch? Yeah, he didn't remodel the carpet. That's
no,
just
I'm talking
a shitty
about
hotel
the hotel
carpet.
The actual hotel itself.
Yeah, put a blue light to it. That's what happens. Or a black light.
Okay, and who is this guy?
I don't fucking know.
But why are you here?
If you don't know where
he is. I have his address!
Press pause, I don't know where he is. You know where he is? I have his address.
What's
so you do
address?
Know where he is. Why are you asking questions? Bro, this guy needs a beating. I hope someone beats him up on camera. Go
look,
on.
Look at him. He's one side of the bed. There's four cops on the other.
And he's yelling.
Screaming.
He's
screaming. Like, bro, the fucking, like, they would do this as, like, performative art. You know what I mean? Like,
I hope someone just pulls out a gun, but he's coming right for us.
It's like that single camera sitcom shot. It's just from the side. Yeah.
Oh shit.
My security 20 minutes ago.
Oh my god, I can't. All right, let's grab him. Oh. Yeah, you're yelling at the cops.
Oh, man. You guys are literally dumb as fuck.
Oh my god.
Oh, they're in Miami.
Oh, it's Miami?
I think so. It looked like Vegas out the window, but
I hope it's Miami.
Yo, dude,
Vegas is too credible.
It said Miami police on the front of his vest.
Y'all are fucked. I'm suing all y'all.
Oh, yeah.
My life is in danger and you arrest the Palestinian Muslim viral.
No. Why are you bringing me up, Tom? My life's in danger. You're arresting a Palestinian man.
Yo, they just arrested Hadi. I'm camera.
Yo, come on.
Free Fousey.
Free Fousey?
Hashtag, he's yelling hashtag.
Free Palestine.
He's yelling a hashtag that doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that hashtag went crazy. Oh, bro, people went crazy. Hashtag Free Fousey.
You know, I noticed every time there's a hashtag for free someone, it's for someone that should be in jail.
Yeah.
It's never like anything good.
Brittany. I love those sketches on TikTok that some people do. Free my boy, whatever, Bob. Dude, Bob molested 8 children and murdered 3 women.
Yeah, we're not talking about that now.
What was that one?
This has been insane.
Brittany Griner traded for the Merchant of Death.
Yeah, you remember
I'll never
that?
Get over that, dude.
Insane.
Oh, did you guys see the latest? Sorry, go ahead.
Why would we hold this arms dealer captive when we could get like 4.5 layups?
Bro, hey, she just got her first dunk. Okay, she just got her first dunk back. Really brought fucking
we can get some
morale
mediocre,
back to the team.
We get some mediocre layups. Let him kill Africans. We don't mind. We'll get some mediocre layups.
I heard someone describe the guy as the Russian Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
That he's just like full on.
Yeah.
Have you seen Lord of War with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
Apparently that's him.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's just.
Yeah. The Biden administration is fucking smart.
Bro, this guy's fucking mass murdering, selling weapons.
Yeah,
like, come on.
Trump would have literally got her back
right now
without doing that. Because why the fuck? It's not a fair trade. It's like, look, okay, she had some weed on her. You know, it's not a fucking criminal. Mm. She didn't hurt anyone. Let's talk or whatever. Like, free the sit. Well, but we're not gonna give this, you fucking idiots. But Biden administration
offered either Brittany Griner or a U.S. Marine.
Yeah,
remember that?
No way.
It was like this, bro. There was this war hero who was like infiltrating and shit like that. And then they're like, nah, you stay, bro.
Hold on a second.
But that's the thing.
There's a Marine that's still in prison, and we got fucking.
From what I understood.
Yes.
From what I understood.
No, yeah.
Yo, the WNBA is overrated as fuck.
Fucking war, like a dude fighting for his country, not someone who brought in illegal weed to fucking Russia.
That's the thing.
What are we doing, man?
But their point was like, he signed up to potentially be. Like arrested, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure, but so sure, did sure. so did she.
No, but she brought
so,
drugs.
So, yeah, so did exactly. she. Yeah.
So it's just it's kind of crazy.
I understand that in terms of like he's a, you know, he's a soldier. He can put up with being in fucking captivity, but like.
Yeah, but he's doing it for the rest of us. Like,
but we're trading away this fucking
Tony Stark. Oh, this is the guy.
That's the Navy SEAL.
I think it's him.
SEAL.
Yeah. And he's a security director.
Russian prison.
There's no way that they chose her.
I didn't know this.
No way.
Like low-key, like he just didn't want to come.
There's
like he's
no
eating
way.
Caviar and fucking Russian hookers.
Oh, detained in 2018. It's been 5 years for him, man.
Oh, that's
people also search for. Yeah. Go up. Look who they also search for.
Go down. Right there.
Right there. The
Tucker
evil
Carlson.
Fucking guy, Brittany Griner.
Where do you see it?
Click to the right. Well, click on Victor Boot.
Victor.
Yeah, this guy.
He looks the part. Like, I like it. Yeah.
Bro,
I love the stash.
Stash.
It's crazy.
I can't believe they left a.
He's got Don Fry stash.
That's wild.
Man.
I can't believe they did that.
It's fucking.
You know what's crazy? Is she still very like anti-America?
Who?
Her.
Is she?
Like, remember they were all like, they refused to stand up for the anthem and all that shit? Dude, if the government saved me, made the world more dangerous by letting this guy out for me. Yeah. And also a Marine is taking the bullet for me. Ooh. Dude, I would never sit down for a fucking anthem again.
Dude, I would be kissing soldiers' feet, bro.
Yeah.
Oh. Can you imagine that dude's family? Watching a fucking basketball
game. Watching a WNBA game. And she takes a knee. She takes a knee during the anthem. We're honoring our Marines. She takes a knee. Bro.
Oh my God. That's the biggest slap in the face.
Yeah. So apparently, yeah, she took a... She didn't...
Wait, criticism of Britney Spears' national anthem stance renewed.
Did she fucking...
No way. No way she did it.
She said she would not be on the floor. Dude, this guy's still in prison for you.
Hold on.
She would not be on the floor for the anthem. Ah, bro, go fuck yourself.
No, honestly, Phil, we should not play the national anthem during our season.
Ah, go fuck yourself.
There's no way.
You're a garbage human being. You're a garbage human being.
There's a guy still in prison.
Fucker.
Fighting for the country because of your fucking weed pen.
I hope the NBA decides to stop subsidizing your shitty league and you have to go work at a fucking Walmart, you asshole. What a horrible human being. Oh, people are asking the same question. Do you think she stands for national anthem? Oh, bro, that's insane. Dude,
yeah, this fucking guy in jail, man. Oof. That's a big fuck you.
She doesn't like hearing our national anthem in 22. Still, yeah, so after she was liberated, she still has that same stance.
That's... Holy fucking shit, that's insane.
What up, honestly?
This whole generation right now, you all suck. You all suck.
She's a scumbag.
Yeah. Oof.
What a scumbag.
Oh, by the way, I was watching the PFL, and it made me laugh because there was these two women fighters. They were being interviewed because they're going to be on like the next PFL, I guess, the PFL
the
women's
league. Like the Million Pro Fighters Dollar League.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, tournament.
So Oli won. He's going to the finals again.
Nice.
Double champ soon, baby. Fuck. So they're at, and then one of the girls, she's saying how, I like this because the pay is better. And then she starts talking about like soccer, and she goes, all these sports need to catch up and pay the women the way they pay the men or whatever. But she was saying this and no one was correcting her. I was like, they pay the women percentage wise more than the men.
Was Kayla Harrison who was talking?
I don't know. It was a black girl. I don't know who she is. And I was just shocked that no one was correcting her. They're getting paid soccer, basket percentage wise more than the men. They're not bringing the money in. What you're asking for is insane. What you're asking for is me because I'm the president of this company, Pentel's Comedy. I have the right to go out and complain and be like, well, the president of Twitter, Elon, is a billionaire. I should be a billionaire. That's not the way it works.
You get a percentage of your
company. Get a percentage. The World Cup of Soccer, the women get a larger percentage of the profits than the men do.
But the profits are fucking
The profits
minimal.
Of the men are astronomical. That's why they make more money.
The thing is with the UFC and fighting, it's super entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, and it might be Clarissa Shields you're talking about. She's a boxer, best female boxer of all time.
And she's coming to fight. She was there too.
And she fights. She had two fights so far. I think she's 1-1. It's all about views. Yeah. Ronda Rousey was fucking rich.
I loved watching Ronda Rousey.
Yes. She was rich. Yeah. Yeah.
And she said it.
She said it
She
too.
Was like, bring the fucking people out.
Yeah, bring the eyeballs.
Sell fucking pay-per-view. Bring the eyeballs. Make money. Yeah.
Amanda Nunes, fucking rich.
Oh, I loved watching Nunes. Joanna Jędrzejczyk, I liked watching her.
Joanna was rich. Rose.
Zhang is going to make some money now.
But that's what I'm saying. All these fighters I'm excited to watch when they're on a card, I don't think, oh, it's a chick, it's a guy.
No.
Right away, I want to watch the fight. That's all I think about because they're entertaining.
Yeah.
Same thing with like the WNBA. If it was good, I'd want to watch. I love basketball. But then every time I'll tune into a fucking game and watch 14 missed layups, I'm like, okay, it's not for me. That's the reason.
You see that girl who takes the fucking three-pointer shots and she does it like super quick?
Yeah.
Dude, it's such a mess. It's such a mess.
The best is the girls that after she misses the free throw.
Search WNBA bad free throw. I can't believe I'm fucking saying this.
This is crazy. But after the free throw, I saw one. She misses the free throw. The opposing team gets the rebound and then they score for her.
Oh.
And then they get mixed up and the ref's like, what are you doing?
Is this it?
No, it's like one particular gal.
Yeah, go
and
down.
The way she takes the free throw,
I guess,
is like,
worst free throw shooters.
Like she's trying to surprise the rim.
It's
such a mess.
She's trying to surprise the rim.
It's such a mess.
Oh, go to the first one. The first story. No, click on that.
Okay.
Is this the one? No.
Let's look at. Did you see that? But yeah, this will show.
But he keep falling over.
Bro, what the fuck's going on, bro?
What's happening? Why do they keep falling?
Because they don't make the same amount of money.
No. They get antsy. They just fucking leave forward. Yeah,
just replayed. Hold on.
And you scroll down, we'll find it. Because for sure it comes up.
Sweating.
If you go in the stories.
Is it her?
No, trust me, bro. I know the video. I saw it this week too. It's fucking hilarious.
She
cannons towards the rim. Like she launches it surprise fast. Just. Yeah.
Oh, this is weird.
WNBA free throw funny. Maybe that's the search.
Or women's women free throw funny. Woman free throw funny. Oh, something like that.
Look at us, man. Bunch of misogynistic pigs.
it's on video. I didn't make it up. We were just watching a man lose his mind. We could see a woman be shitty at sports.
True. Yeah, we're going one for one. Thank you, Fousey.
Oh, go to the second one. Go to the second one. It's the second one.
This one?
No. The second story.
Click. This is the one. This French basketball player has one of the
most unorthodox. I'm gonna mute this guy. You're right. That looks surprised. The rim. Look. Right? He doesn't expect it. Surprise, motherfucker! It's amazing. It's amazing.
No, this is awesome.
Yeah. So all this to say, Poseidon. The money's not there because the sport is not as entertaining. I'm not going to go out of my way to watch this. But fighting is good. Soccer, I think one day might get to a point where you want to watch it.
Because of how big it is.
And also there's some women that are fucking amazing.
Also, it's...
Ice hockey at the highest level is still good. There's some sports that they translate because I guess, you know, people played hard and there's money in it. So they're good. They're good, like athletes.
Tackle football would not be the same. No. NBA, not the same. Just because of the different, like, physical. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, like, soccer, like, weaving in between people, women are great at it. Like, actually, like, female soccer players can make some crazy plays.
Yeah, some still suck. There's a lot of shit in it because it's still a new sport as a profession. But once it gets better, I think soccer's going to be the first one that people watch. They're going to be like, oh, fuck, this is...
Well, already, bro, they go crazy for the women's... Was it the Women's World Cup now?
Well, I wouldn't say crazy because it's like... This is a sold-out crowd. I saw the videos. And then half the arena's not there. Like, half the stadium's empty. So it's not there yet because there's a lot of shitty players still. But it could get there. But you can't compete. It's like,
hockey, too. Hockey was, you know, like Olympic hockey.
I'm telling you, ice hockey, they're good.
Yeah.
But this is a gimmick, Poseidon. Don't show this. This is just a gimmick. Yeah, it's just half-naked chicks.
But it's the LFL. It's true, though. They have a league and everything.
Did anyone say that this is AI? Right? We didn't say this isn't real. What we're saying is this is stupid. It's a gimmick.
I see.
It's a gimmick.
It's a good gimmick.
It's like saying, yeah, of course girls can be in the arts. I go to a strip club and this bitch is dancing. That's crazy. That's insane, bro. That proves the opposite point. Their asses are out and that's why people are watching. This is misogynist.
Jesus Christ.
And it's working on them.
Hold on. I'm going to fuck.
I don't...
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is so stupid.
I'm sorry.
Sam, don't derail.
I'll watch women's fighting... All the time, whenever it's on.
Yeah.
If the UFC's putting it on, I'll fucking watch it.
Yeah, they're good.
They're good, man.
They're good. It's very fun to watch, yeah.
Yeah. I like the scrambles. They're more flexible, so you get crazier submission escapes.
Yeah, that's
like
what I was about to say. The escapes.
Fucking hyper extend to the edge, and they get out.
Yeah, you think it's done, and then there's a lot of... And the good ones are very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot more shitty men than there are women, because since there's less women... The better ones kind of rise to the top. And the dudes, because there's so many...
Fewer divisions.
Yeah, you get shitty fights sometimes with the dudes. Oh, Muhammad Ali's grandson.
He's a fighter now, yeah.
He's a fighter now. He fought yesterday.
Okay.
It was an amateur bout to start the night. He fought against a Viking-looking guy. He was going to win anyway. He had more strikes. He was beating the Viking guy. But it was a controversial... Because while he was still defending himself, the ref jumped in and stopped it. Because he thought that he was getting too much of a beating from Muhammad Ali's grandson.
The guy dodging?
Eh? He was on the floor and he mounted him and the other guy just turned. He was about to grab
MMA?
In the PFL. Oh. He was about to flip Muhammad Ali's son, grandson, and they called the fight yesterday. So it was a little bit. Yeah, his name is Bellagio or something. Oh, Biagio Ali Walsh.
I mean, there's always going to be that. Even the Sugar Sean fight, everyone was saying that it was stopped too early. And like, that was a fucking...
I thought that was a pretty good stoppage.
Yeah, that was a good stoppage.
For sure.
He turned around in the other direction. Like, he was rolling in the wrong way.
Yeah. No, he was...
His fucking head hammered.
Yeah, he got hammered in the, like so many times.
Does it go up? I'm just curious. Should he win by stoppage? Okay, so they don't call it controversial. But even him, at the interview, he said, look, I think the stop was a little early. He said the same thing. Okay. But a win's a win. So it was a little early, but the guy was going to lose the fight even. Like, the guy was getting the shit kicked out of him. Like, he's very quick, and he kept going in, Ali. You know how the defense... Look. You can see he just keeps going in. He takes a punch, and he doesn't look. He doesn't stop. Oh, he just keeps going in. Very tough. Yeah, this is... Look. So the guy, look. He doesn't realize he's still fighting, and then he gets so mad. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, why are the two people on top of me? And look, he's like, what are you doing?
I guess, yeah. And that does suck for that guy because, like, he could have knocked him out.
That's the only way he would have won.
Yeah.
Because,
boom.
Oh.
He hit him
it's
hard.
A big punch. Yeah.
It's a huge punch. Look, his legs
and then
got wobbly.
Another one. Ooh. The guy's all wobbled. And then another one.
I see his hand. Look. And then he's that. Still, look. He grabs him and he goes to flip him. He's still fighting.
Yeah, he's holding on. His legs are up.
That's why. But because it was at the beginning of the pay-per-view and it was an amateur bout.
Yeah, I think that's
the ref,
enough, man. I think
the
that's
ref
enough.
Didn't want to take a chance. It's like, it's an amateur bout. I can't have a guy get fucking killed.
Yeah. Why take so much damage?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Well, it's early.
Did you, you watch the UFC fight with Sugar Shane?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Sugar Sean.
Sorry, bro, I keep saying crazy. Sugar Shane.
Literally, yeah. Bro, literally, we called each other immediately when he fucking knocked him out. It was, bro.
I don't know, you guys. I would have been on that thread, too.
Well, Josh, I didn't know. He was like, bro, I can't. I hope he wins.
Where'd you watch it? You know you could watch it on my Discord, right?
Really?
You didn't know that?
With the boys?
I have the heaviest Discord in the game. Really?
Will you be there?
On the Discord.
No, but will you be in the chat?
Sometimes I go on the chat, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on and I watch it. Nice. But on the Discord, heavy duty, the Discord team, fucking Helsan, Amelie, these guys, they do crazy work. Every major sporting event is on there. People are watching that shit live.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're talking and they're having fun. I have the best Discord in the game.
I just like, from everything I heard, I don't know that much about fighting, but I just like, I texted him right before. I'm just like, I just really hope Sean can like hold his own. I hope he can like put up a good fight. Because I really didn't expect him to win.
No, I was 50-50 on him. And you know when I said he was going to win, when he walked into the ring and he looked super nervous, I said, oh, he's going to win.
Nerve sometimes it propels you into like...
Yeah, he was so nervous.
Fucking
and then
wired.
I saw how fast he was going back when he was taking it. And I was like, oh, he's going to win. He's because he's so hyper-conscious of not getting killed.
It's fair.
Because when you're too relaxed, I've noticed every fighter that goes in a little too chill gets the shit kicked out of
him. Well, that's probably what happened with Sterling. Like, Sterling really thought he was chilling.
Yeah, he was. He
was
in.
So confident. Yeah. But also, like, such a good loser.
Good
really
loser.
Took
great
the loss
loser.
So well.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, kind of weird, to be honest with you.
But you know why? Because it was, there was nothing he could have said.
I can't.
The stoppage wasn't early. He agreed with it. He got the shit kicked out of him. He wasn't focused.
They face planted.
You can't lie. You can't be like, no, I'm winning. Bro, you got killed.
Yeah.
He had a good run, too. Fucking 3 title defenses.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I think he's a great fighter. I don't think it's over. I think you could mount the comeback if you want.
I saw Sean doesn't want the rematch.
It's a weird division right now as well. It's like...
you should move forward.
Well,
after knocking a guy out?
Yeah, but still the guy, like... Because like he knows that if they got to the ground, the guy easily could have won, you know? So it's more like the guy wants another chance to get him to the ground. And for Sean, he's like, I did it. I beat you. Like, I can't beat you on
I
the ground.
I
want to
move on.
Why? No, but it's like, yeah, it's like giving him a chance to fucking
get you move on.
One up to
on
give him, you know? One more fight. Like, he has to win one comeback fight and then give him a title shot.
That's fair.
Yeah. You know who really got fucked over this year? Volkanovski.
Why? Mm.
That, do you remember the fight? Who was he fighting? He was fighting one of the Muhammad Dugs.
That it was like so close. Yeah. It was like...
Islam Makhachev.
As far as I'm concerned, and I think Islam's fucking insane, but Volkanovski won that fucking fight, bro.
I mean, that was the one that was like by a hair, right? Like,
that's what they said.
Like, yeah.
I mean, if you judged it pride rules, Islam loses. Because Volk ended the fight on top, throwing punches. Pride rules... He wins. UFC rules, it's
a little
still close.
It's still shaky, but
it's
even
round by round.
It's round by round, and even the judges, like, they're very...
It was in Australia. You know, he should have had the edge with the judges.
Well, that's what it is. If judges have different score, it just proves that there's no real, you know what I mean?
No, but Islam is also next man up. Like, they like him because he's good. He's one of those Dagestani, like, Khabib's fuck with bears. Yeah, one of the Khabibs, yeah. The Mogamadams and Mogamadevs. And like the guy that was fighting yesterday, his name was Magomed Kerimov. Like, his last name was the beginning of his first. It was fucking insane. Nice. It's all these Russian Muslims. Right?
Yeah, mountain Muslims.
Mountain Russian Muslims. They're very different than other mountain Muslims. They're not like Afghanis. They're very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I saw fucking some footage of like people going out there and like living with them and shit. And,
oh, it's crazy. These people are super focused. Because you know why? They don't get seduced by material shit. Bro, they don't give a fuck about gold, pussy, money, nothing. They care about honor, pride, taking care of their family.
Family.
So they don't have the side thing of, oh, they don't care. Like, I'm going to do my best. I want my family to be happy. Yeah. Not being distracted is huge, bro. They have the mental edge over everyone. Yeah. They don't care. The guys are focusing on the new jacket, this and that. They come in, they're like, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. That's all I'm focused on. It's very hard to fight people that are focused like that.
Just, just their entire life is killing you. They don't care about the money for winning. They don't care about whatever. They just want you dead.
Religious people in general, scary to fight. Dudes like praying right beforehand. I want a guy who believes there's just nothing.
It doesn't matter if I win or lose.
Yeah. He just thinks he's going in the dirt.
This
guy thinks he's going to Valhalla. He's trying to take me out. I'm like, I don't want to fuck with this guy.
I don't want to fuck with this guy. This is too crazy. They're crazy, but they're so good, bro. They're so disciplined. I love watching the mountain Russians. Fuck, bro. It's so much fun.
I'm so sad that Khabib stopped.
Yes and no.
Retired.
I get it.
Yes and no. Yes, because you don't get to watch him again.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of happy he did because he can have, like, George St. Pierre, a good end, a good legacy.
Perfect legacy.
Like, George St. Pierre, if he continued, you get older, people get younger, you're going to lose. You're not going to be undefeated. It's impossible. They're going to be faster, stronger than you. Same thing would have happened to him at some point. And then that would have sucked. Because, like, you accomplished everything.
He could have won for another fucking 3 years. At
100%.
Least,
he could have fucking tackled everyone for another 5 years. The guy's just solid.
Yeah, like, insane.
But he's like, I don't need it. I made as much money. That's what I'm saying is when you're not seduced by numbers.
Yeah.
You're good.
It's like, how much do I need? My family's fine. I'm healthy.
Dude, he's literally starting his own, like, Fido. Like, his own telecom.
In Russia?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Are we going to lie and say we don't like that? I fucking love that shit, bro. Good for him.
No, of course.
He's a good dude. Dude, Khabib, everything, in the beginning when he first came out, I hated him.
Really?
Just because, like, hated him. Yeah. Because
I thought.
Flashy and fucking.
I thought he was one of the, like, villains in fight. I thought he was one of those pieces of shit that looked down on everyone. Like, I thought because the way they would talk in the beginning, I thought that he hated Conor and this guy because he was drinking and he didn't like the Western lifestyle. This guy doesn't give a fuck. It had nothing to do with that.
He's friends with DC. He's friends with all these guys.
They made it look like that in the beginning because you needed an enemy at the time. So they made him look like how after 9/11, they made every Arab look like a terrorist. That's how they were framing him. Like how the WWE used to frame people. Like, this guy doesn't like us. This guy didn't even fight. He loves that. He doesn't. It's not for me. That's all it is. It's not for me. I want to do this. And that's who it was. So then when I started to see who he really was, just a fucking good dude. Loves his family.
Yeah.
Loves his religion. Loves his team. I was like, bro, I could get behind this.
And like, he's very respectful to, like, all fighters.
But that's what I'm saying.
Unless they disrespect him.
But that's what I'm saying. He's the only, they made him look like he's the disrespect, in the beginning, like, he's the disrespectful, I don't like the West. But he's the only respectable person. He respected everyone. Didn't give a fuck what religion you were, he didn't give a fuck. You were cool with him, he was cool with you. It was Connor that was disrespectful.
Yeah.
Have you seen him talking to his teammate who's, like, late and has been drinking? It is intense. He's like, every day you go drinking, you show up late to training. Who are you? Who do you think you are? You want to be a champion? You want to be champion? You have to show up. Just like, it's his cousin or some shit that he just like railing on him.
But he was right. Like everything he's correct. Yelling, yeah, he's 100%. You're like, I can't say anything. He's right. That's you want
to
be the best.
Honestly, I'm even surprised to hear that someone on his team was drinking. You know, like
oh no,
like
it happens. It's not every mountain Muslim that's a
perfect.
Like that. Yeah, I guess
it's not. But dude, it's fucking, so yeah, so then I started to like him. The more I would learn about him, I was like, this guy's got respect, he's got honor, he doesn't bother anyone, bro.
I mean, the best thing with him is like his in-the-ring talk while he's beating the shit out of someone.
Yeah.
crazy.
Let's talk now.
Yeah, let's talk. Dana, I smash your boy. I'm smashing your boy. Who's next?
He's whispering, you know I deserve this. You know.
You know I deserve this.
You don't love that shit, you tell me. the plus, best. I'm very much, even though I love the flash of like the Connors and the shit talking, where my heart always goes is to that guy who's just like, his whole thing is, I want my family. I can't get away from that. So the more I would learn about him, the more I'd realize that, bro, all this guy gives a shit about is his family, his people around him, his religion. I was like, I like this guy. As a human being, he's a good dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you.
And he's an insane fighter. Yeah, man. Jesus Christ, dudes.
Happy retirement.
Yeah, happy retirement. So that's why I'm happy he retired.
They're estimating his net worth at $40 million USD. That's amazing.
More, bro. More. Way more, man.
Good for him.
More.
This guy's past $100 million.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Wow. Yeah, he also gets paid to do appearances now. And he does like talks.
Okay.
Yeah, no, good for him. I'm very happy. He ended it healthy. He ended it without a doubt. He beat everyone he needed to beat. People were scared of him. People were scared to take fights with him.
Yeah, of course.
They weren't even like, even lose. If I get beat up, like, it'll look good. I'll put up a good fight. Not even. Not fighting this fuck. You're crazy?
He's just ragdolls everyone. Look
bad. You remember, I don't know if you saw the Barboza fight.
Yeah, he's just
like, he's trying to get up.
Yeah, you don't lose gracefully.
No.
He doesn't. It's not like a Floyd Mayweather where you could lose gracefully. He just wants points.
Yeah.
He'll kill you.
Yeah. It's all offense.
Yeah.
He takes you down, just punch you in the face. Hey, let's talk now.
Yeah. And like I said, they try to frame him as the big bad villain for years. And then the more interviews would slip out, the more he would do like the Ariel Helwani, the more you'd learn who he was, you're like, bro, he's the good guy.
His protege, Islam, is nicer than him.
Yeah, he's more... He's
chilly, smiling. Yeah, Khabib at a press conference is like, yeah, I'm going to smash this guy. Like, angry, you know?
Is this
the fight?
He also looks like my nephew.
This is the Barboza fight. Skip to the middle.
About here?
A bit more. Yeah, look at this guy's face. He wants to get up, man.
But it's not his choice.
God.
He can't.
No. He's so good.
And like, yeah, he can't hit him, but Khabib can fucking just
look at Khabib. Every time the guy
wants.
Extends, his Khabib pushes his head into his chest. Every time he does the opposite, because he doesn't stop.
Oh my God.
His cardio is insane. He doesn't fucking stop. Look
at this.
He's doing it effortless.
Yeah, look at his face in it. Look at the difference. Dude, you're getting the shit kicked out of you.
Is it going to cut to Khabib's corner now? I just want to see. Imagine he's smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. He's just talking. Yeah, he's having a conversation. Look, he's conscious of everything.
That's wild. That's insane.
During this
That's
fight,
impressive.
I had people in my house losing their minds.
Oh, this guy couldn't even take a breath. You saw that? Oh, shit.
But he just walks forward.
Yeah, look. He's a tank, bro.
God, just walking forward. He's like, come on, man.
It's like he's fighting a child right now.
Yeah. He's like, you try to triple. That's very good. Haha.
Just sprinting at him. Look at him. He's chasing him.
Damn.
And the amount of respect. Look, the guy, he's not going to get to obviously. But look, he's taking him down. Instead of choking out Khabib, he's taking him down.
Look at this face. Look at his.
Like, what is happening?
He's like, oh, not this again. God damn, that's impressive,
bro. And Barboza's a fucking great fighter, man.
He beat up all kinds of great fighters. Yeah. Like, he's something else, the guy. And like I said, the biggest thing is a lot of good fighters, when we saw who he is as a person, he's the best guy. He was the best.
They're happy to lose. They're like, yeah, you know, a great guy.
He's the nicest guy in that whole organization. And it is funny. It reminds me a bit of wrestling about how he was being framed as the big baddie for a while, but it just didn't work. Because that's what happens in professional wrestling. There's some guys that you try to frame a certain way and it just doesn't. Like back in the day, the big thing was like The Rock and Hogan. They tried. Hogan was on Rogan.
Oh my
talking
God.
About this. They tried to make him look like the bad guy as much as they could. But because he was old and he had just come back to WWE, even though they try to make him seem bad, people loved him. So
people
when they
love
did
him so much,
in Toronto, it was a weird thing because they were just cheering like crazy for the bad guy. Yeah, and they were cheering for both of them. It was just insane. And sometimes you can't control it. You know, they try to frame him. He's from the mountains. He's this and that. And the guy is just like, I love goats. I like my family. I'm just a guy. And you're like, fuck, I love this guy.
Could we address, I just want to show you guys this. He took a spinning...
Yeah,
heel kick.
He eats it to the face.
Look at! I just want to show you guys. This is absolutely insane. So they're swinging. There's that. He took it like it was up.
Yeah, he put it most on his shoulder. He's like, all right, I'm going to keep going.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, when I say tank, I'm not exaggerating. He's just
monstrous.
Beautiful rain.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful rain. That's why I'm glad. That's why I learned with George St. Pierre at first when George had retired. I was like, oh, this is bullshit. Because, you know, you're stupid. I'm dumb. I don't fight for a living. And then I learned, I started to think about it. I was like, oh, fuck no. Why would I want to see him go down?
No, that's for it, sure. Man. That makes sense.
He achieved his dream.
Yeah, he achieved
his
dream.
You think, because like he said he retired because his dad passed away and he didn't want to fight. You think he just didn't even like fighting? Like he just did it because it was like his life?
And he was good at it?
It was his life. You know, like,
and then he was doing it for his family, his dad.
His
dad's like, what's
his
the point?
Coach. Yeah. His dad made him do this from when he was a kid. And he had one fight after his dad passed away. Just because he already had it booked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And retired. It's beautiful. Beautiful career.
Beautiful, beautiful career. Beautiful life. Beautiful dude. When I hear him talk now, and then, like he has a thick accent and he still describes things way better than most fighters that do it in English. Good dude. And Islam, you think he's next man up?
What's the Chechenian's name?
Sorry?
What's the Chechenian's name?
Chechenian. Oh, Khamzat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Bro, he's crazy. I love him.
But he has a bad attitude.
I kill everybody.
The polar opposite of Islam.
Evil Islam.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bro, he came out. I was so excited. I'm like, oh, you know, now we got this other guy, another fucking, you know, Muslim fighter pushing it. And he comes out. He's like, Allahu Akbar, kill everybody.
Yeah, like, crazy.
Like, no.
He's what I thought Khabib was. He's what I thought Khabib was. But you know what's fucked up now? Years later, I kind of like him. Because I kind of like watching the craziness.
No, he's so sad. Like he's such a dominant fighter, too.
But that's
sick.
Why I like him.
No, it's amazing.
They asked him. They said, you know, your English is getting better. You know, he's like, honestly, brother, sometimes when I don't understand question, I just say, smash everybody, kill everybody.
Tell me you don't like that.
They cut to an interview that he did, and they're like, so what do you think of the division, the state of the division? Who would you like to see in your next bout? I don't care, smash everybody, kill everybody. Like, oh, nice, good answer.
He's amazing, man. So I like, there's some good fighters out right now.
Yeah.
Some good fighters coming up. But the Volkanovski guy, I didn't like him because he's half Skopjin.
What is that?
Like these people that pretend to be Macedonian. Fucking hate it, bro. Macedonia is Greek. So they're these Slavs that they're Bulgarians, essentially, that pretend that they're Greek. So that pisses me off. But as a fighter, he's awesome.
This Volkanovski?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a New Zealander?
Australian.
Australian. And what's the thing called? Skop?
Skopje. It's the capital of Fyrom. It used to be a place called Vardaska.
Okay.
And then they started to call... They're right north of Thessaloniki. Macedonia. They're north of Macedonia, Greek.
Mm-hmm.
So they just started calling themselves Macedonia. And like, we're Macedonian. Alexander the Great was that. And but they're Slavs. They're not Greek. They'll take our symbols and they don't even know what it means, but they'll put them on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll have Greek writing, Greek, and they'll be like, no, it's ours. It's like, they didn't even exist.
Okay.
They came into the region like 1,000 years after. Like, it's so stupid of a belief.
And he's a descendant of that?
He's part of I think his mom is that's her country.
Okay.
So that always bothered me about him.
Interesting.
But yeah, as a fighter, I hate that shit, bro.
I don't know the history at all.
Oh, so bro,
is it him and Sugar Sean next?
That would be cool.
No,
I don't think they're in the same division.
Divisions.
Yeah, I don't think they're in the same division.
Okay, Sean got the 135 belt.
Okay.
And Volk is the 145 champ. Yeah.
Okay.
So I like him as a fighter, but that always kind of bugs me. That kind of shit. It always Greeks. That's the thing that is so much that we let go. But the stealing of the culture, all that, all pisses us the fuck off. Especially when it doesn't make any sense. Like we know where this thing started. It was during the fall of Yugoslavia. They were trying to give the Vardaskins a national identity. So it's Tito that pushed it on them. We know this. Like, and yet still, even though you have the internet, they refuse to look up like what the actual history is. They just call themselves that. It's the equivalent of Quebecers calling themselves the real New Yorkers and saying New York is here. We're New York.
Mm.
And then New York being like, we still exist, bro. Manhattan is here. And they're like, no, it's not, bro. It's us. And it just drives you crazy, you know? And then they just start calling themselves North New York and they claim that they're New Yorkers. If Quebecers are doing that, it's the same, just imagine at a national level. So that's what pisses off is it's so stupid, but they're just going with it. Crazy.
God bless.
Yeah, we derailed this one. Poseidon, you all right?
Yeah, sorry, just an important message, sorry.
I can tell.
Did you think he did his homework yet?
I did.
Nice, thank you.
It took me 5 seconds. You need to calm down.
Oh, wow. He really did a great job.
He's going to turn your mic off right now.
Took me 5 seconds.
I'm in danger.
Yeah, the government sent me another bill for another $1,000. They go, we want you to pay $1,000 because we just saw that there's a penalty. Like you had paid late, But like I had, like I paid when I filed it, but they go, but they didn't warn, like there was something that was late, but it was only late because they forgot about it. And then they told me, oh, actually add this. So I paid it when they told me. But because it was late in their system, they're charging me. But they're the ones who made it late. They're the ones
I'm
who
sure
told me later.
I'm sure you can contact them.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm telling my account, like, this is fucking stupid. Anywho, boys, I'd like to thank you all for being here. Hattie, your links are in the description. I want people to follow to see where the fuck you're at so they come watch you. You are a hilarious comic. We don't talk about comedy at all, but you're both funny fuckers. The Third Floor Comedy Club is doing great. Very happy to be a part of that scene. We're also taking it to the road. We're taking that and we're doing other shows around the city and a little further out. We've got St. Leonard. We've got Ahuntsic. We've got the West Island in September. We're going to try to make it weekly. Different shows, different places. So we're expanding the brand. You're starting a podcast soon. Hopefully.
Yes, sir, I am.
I just put you on the spot. You have to.
Hattie's House. Follow me on YouTube. It'll be dropping soon. First episode is with the hilarious Peter Bowen.
Oh, yes.
Fuck yeah.
Storytelling Peter Bowen. Okay, so links are in the description. Thank you guys and everyone listening. Go fuck yourselves.
Thank you for having me.
Ciao, bye. We've built this prison cell 'cause we can't trust ourselves.